Wes Welker joining us in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. How's it going, Coach?
Pretty good. Pretty
How does
good.
That sound to you, Coach?
I'm getting used to it little by little.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
I saw him in the hallway the other day, and I just instinctively wanted to say Wes. But when I see coaches, I always say Coach. So it's taken all of us a little bit of time, even just to see you out on the field wearing Texans gear, because we associate you with other teams.
Right,
the enemy, but yeah. We'll leave that to Mark. Not so much the enemy, but
right.
How is that transition going, and why get into coaching?
Well, first off, you can call me whatever. I go by Wes, Wesley,
like
whatever,
Coach.
Idiot, whatever it is. So, but no, it's been good. It's been really good. Really enjoyed my time here. Learning a ton about football.
Yeah.
It's funny, even as a player and playing as long as I did and feeling like I have a really good knowledge of the game, it's very humbling when you sit there and you start really looking at all the aspects of the game and the protections and the run game and all these different things that coverages, fronts that are such a big part of the game that you kind of knew,
right.
But you didn't know it.
Right.
And so, learning all that stuff, learning all the computer stuff, that's a new one for me. I think I did my first Microsoft Excel of my whole life, just like a month ago. So, it's a little bit of a transition as far as that stuff goes, but I'm learning a lot. We got a great group of coaches, great group of players, and it's been fun to be around.
Wes Welker joining us. How difficult is it to spot what you had as a player in other players and these young guys coming along, no matter what position they're playing, because you went through so much undrafted and built the career you eventually had? And do you look for that in some of these young guys who's got that spark, that drive?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No. It's, I don't want to give away all my secrets, but you just look for guys who like to compete, and it shows up on film. And, every time you're kind of watching, even if it's one play here or there of a guy loafing or something, it's hard to, I don't know. Sometimes you get a feeling about them, and you never know like what they're going through with their coaches or their personal life or, different things like that. So I think the main thing is watching them compete and competing in key situations. And, I always like guys that play special teams too. That kind of shows some things there. I think a lot of good players start off on special teams and they develop into good receivers, linebackers, whatever it is. Unless they're like first round picks, then it's
right.
They should be whatever they're supposed to be. But
right.
Usually like those mid round, late round guys and stuff to me are guys that start off special teams and really develop their craft from there.
Coach, have you been in a situation, not, hey, look at how great I was, but have you gotten in a situation where you flipped on your tape and you're going, hey, look, here's a particular coverage. This is what we did against that coverage, to kind of explain a little bit more? Have you ever put on your film for these guys to watch what you guys did?
Not yet, I'm just kind of doing my assistant coaching role as of right now, and just trying to help out any way I can. If that's something that we want to do, then we do that. But,
yep.
I'm just here to help in any aspect I can.
Braxton talks to you. He said the other day, he's always in your ear. He's always wanting to get information from you. And that's what made me think about it, is to actually see it, because there's so many different styles of learners. We talked to Coach Devlin a while ago, and he talked about that very thing. People learn differently. So I can imagine there are probably some guys you'll be with that will want to see it. Hey, how did you do that? And how difficult do you think that would be to teach what you did to them?
Yeah. I always think back to when I was a rookie in my early years. Coming from the air raid offense with Mike Leach, nothing really translated over to the NFL. So it was kind of starting from scratch.
Yep.
For myself and really just working at it day after day. So I didn't get it right away. I didn't really even feel like I was becoming a good receiver until my third year in the league. So it takes time. It takes effort. It takes that desire to want to learn it and want to get better and understand everything. And in Braxton's case, he's been a quarterback. So he's kind of even worse off coming in than I was.
Right.
You know, so, but he has a lot of ability, and, you know, I think he has a desire to really want to be better. You know, he shows it constantly. You know, he's just got to be more consistent with it.
Wes Welker joining us. What about this group as a whole, though? You have DeAndre Hopkins, who just turns 25 years old, and you have Wendell Williams, who's 27 and the older guy in the bunch. And it's a young group, but a lot of raw talent.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're excited about, you know, all the receivers. You know, Coach Perry's been doing a great job with guys and staying on them and making sure that, you know, we're just going out there and getting better every day. And I feel like those guys have really kind of taken that challenge and have done a good job so far.
Wes, from a return game standpoint, that was something that you did extremely well throughout your career. The return game, whether it's kickoff returns, punt returns, especially punt returns, because that ball's coming down at you and their guy's screaming at you. At least on kickoffs, you got some space. The return guys, Tyler, Will Fuller, how difficult a task is it to get them to another level in the return game as returners?
You know, I think you can kind of point them in the right direction. At the end of the day, I think it's one position that you don't want to overcoach.
Right.
You know, or it's like, well, why didn't you cut there? And why didn't, you know, it's like, yeah. I mean, I remember being back there, and it's, you know, wherever you see, you see.
Yeah.
And you can't be out there doubting yourself at all.
Right.
You got to have.
Head for daylight.
Yeah, you have supreme confidence in yourself and your ability and that, you know, the coaches are trying to put you in the best position to be successful. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to make plays.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.